Welcome to the final episode of the World Money Fair event podcast by Coins Weekly. The World Money Fair 2024 has come to an end. It was supposed to be a fair of significant changes, a restart, and a leap into the modern era. On the way home, many visitors may have wondered what has actually changed. Like every year, the Alpine Hut of the Austrian Mint stood in the same spot in the large exhibition hall. Hotel staff wheeled carts through the aisles selling overpriced cakes, and collectors and traders lived peacefully alongside technicians, just as in previous years. The Estrel lobby turned into a speed dating area where dozens of people gathered at full hours seeking their respective conversation partners. In advance, the World Money Fair emphasized the theme of change. The WMF has a new managing director. The World Money Fair has a new corporate design. For the first time, there is a WMF club. The fair team, led by Götz Ulf Jungmichel, succeeded in making small changes to the World Money Fair, initiating significant transformations. Here are just three selected examples. Until this year, guests at the World Money Fair had almost no opportunities to sit down within the event area. This year, a cozy seating area with decorations was placed in the middle of the large exhibition hall. Attendees may also have noticed that the structure of the exhibition halls was significantly more organized this year. Jungmichel and his team not only cleaned up, but also created clear escape routes. The entrance area of the fair was upgraded with a special stand for the honorary guest, the area of the German Dealer Association, and the Media Forum as an event space for everyone. The organizers deserve praise for focusing on fundamental themes such as structure and orientation this year. They have tackled the overdue homework. Götz Ulf Jungmichel and his team have laid the groundwork for substantial depth, something the World Money Fair has not offered, in contrast to many US exhibitions with integrated club meetings and lecture series. The organizers have gently taken their audience, aware of their desire for stability. Collectors, traders, and industry visitors could see for themselves that the World Money Fair was not being completely overhauled, avoiding the common practice of turning everything upside down during change processes. Of course, there is room for improvement upon closer inspection. The online ticket booking, intended to reduce waiting times at the ticket counter, instead led to delays at the entrance. Behind the scenes, there was also occasional dissatisfaction with access modalities to the hall outside opening hours. For example, if a paramedic in uniform with full equipment is not allowed into the exhibition area because they couldn't show an approved WMF pass, something is amiss. However, these are just minor snapshots. The big picture is successful. And this is why we look forward to 2025 and to the next Coins Weekly event podcast, to which we warmly invite you in advance.